USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Biden administration is on defense as detention centers are filling up at the border. Congressman Pat Fallon on Newsmax.
Last month, there were over 100,000 people detained crossing the border illegally from Mexico. But we're not testing them for COVID. And then the federal government under Biden says, you know what's a really good idea? Let's go ahead and send them, disperse them all over the country, untested. And then there's a new strain from Brazil, but apparently they're not following the science.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is facing a growing list of women who are accusing him of sexual harassment. The latest woman to come out says the governor made inappropriate comments. Alyssa McGrath is the eighth woman to come forward against the governor. Cuomo denies the accusations and refuses to step down. New York's attorney general says they're investigating the allegations. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Thousands of people marched in downtown Atlanta for a Stop Asian Hate rally in response to a shooting that killed eight people at three spas earlier this week. California Congressman Eric Swalwell spoke on MSNBC about the challenges Asians face even in Congress.
Well, I appreciate the response from the Biden administration and leaders in Congress like Doris Matsui and Judy Chu, who have spoken up, who face discrimination themselves. Andy Kim, a second-term member, talking about his experience at the State Department where he was not trusted to work on certain Asian country desks. That's real. That exists. And we should have a conversation about that. But we also have to take responsibility as leaders for our own rhetoric. And when former President Trump and Republican leader Kevin McCarthy call it the China virus and inflame the situation, that has consequences. What we say as leaders has consequences, and it contributes to the violence against this community.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
After special elections in Louisiana, a congressman's widow has won his seat. USA's Dan Naraki reports.
Republican Julia Letlow won a Saturday special election in Louisiana, replacing her late husband who died before being able to take his seat in Congress. Letlow took 62% of the vote in the 12-way runoff election to represent Louisiana's 5th District. She becomes the first Republican woman to represent Louisiana in Congress. Luke Letlow won the seat in November, but passed away in December after a battle with COVID-19. A runoff was also held in Louisiana's 2nd District to fill the seat vacated when Cedric Richmond resigned to join the White House. Democrats Troy Carter and Karen Carter-Peterson will advance to another runoff on April 24th to fill that seat. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A man accused of killing two people in what authorities describe as a racially motivated shooting at a Kentucky Kroger has pleaded guilty to federal hate crimes and firearm charges. Gregory Bush, 53, of Louisville, was sentenced on June 24th. Bush, who is white, opened fire October 24th, 2018, at a Kroger in Jeffersontown, Kentucky. He killed Maurice Stoddard, 69, and Vicki Lee Jones, 67, both of whom are black. Before he went to the grocery store, he allegedly attempted to enter the First Baptist Church of Jeffersontown, whose congregation is predominantly black. Witnesses say he told a man, "Whites don't kill whites," before he was arrested. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.